County Manager Bob Jasper said city and county representatives had a difference of opinion on how to fuel their common transit system in the Part City area.
The county, you know, is a partner. We're, from our view, 50-50 in the bus system, but the city under contract gets to run it. The county's moving slowly as the because we're just not dumping all our cars, but as we can replace vehicles, we're moving to CNG. And we've asked the city to consider that for the joint bus system. The city has some different views about whether CNG is appropriate for the bus system, and we debated it a little bit. No decision was made.
He said traffic congestion and the future of transit is a major concern for both sides.
We talked about, okay, it's time to look at how do we get buses to Camas and to Heber. And we did that discussion in part. You know, the county's put in $100,000 into its budget to really look again at traffic. Our current plan, which we charge impact fees for and is on the state-wide transportation plan, is to keep widening our highways coming into town. And, you know, the council's saying we want to look at other alternatives. We want to find other ways that we can. And if folks have noticed, traffic's already backing up. We're not even to the height of the ski season. So we want to relook at what the plan is. The current plan would have a flyover at like the one on 40. It would and it would be a widened highway.
Jasper said the city, like the county, doesn't just want to widen the highways to handle traffic. Jasper said they need to plan on a regional basis. That means strengthening their relations with Wasatch County. Jasper said they are taking small steps there. He said Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis is great to work with, but the meeting participants heard that Davis had been instructed by his council not to take up mass transit.
Our first steps is where is development going to go? And as I've mentioned before, there's a ton of development planned in the Wasatch area, particularly on their side of Deer Mountain. We have to work together, and I think both sides recognize that. There is a concern in Wasatch County, and I think there's some legitimate concern that we've allowed, you know, like Talisker and others to put affordable housing in without a lot of planning and consultation with them in terms. And so there's a feeling that we're kind of dumping our affordable housing on them, and I think we need to work on that broadly. And I think the Wasatch Council is reacting to years of not good communication. Since then, though, we've been out there. We've shared dinners together at the staff level. We've worked much closer. And I think it's going to be a longer process to build up trust.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.